So I'll read from first 45, then I come to 46. Malihena vrakhana hina eta ichate sarpranira upakarahaya briksha haite. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, although I am acting as a gardener, I also want to be the tree, for thus I can bestow benefit upon all. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most benevolent personality in human society because his only desire is to make people happy. His Sankirtan movement is especially meant for the purpose of making people happy. He wanted to become the tree himself because a tree is supposed to be the most benevolent living entity in the following verse, which is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.33. Krishna himself highly praised the existence of a tree. Now this same verse, Aho esham var janma sarva prani upavjivinam. Just see how these trees are maintaining every living entity. Their birth is successful, their behavior is just like that of great personalities. For anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, Kshatriya are considered to be great personalities because if anyone goes to a Kshatriya king to ask for charity, the king will never refuse. The trees are compared to those noble Kshatriyas because everyone derives all kinds of benefit from them. Some people like take fruit, others take flowers, others take leaves, others take twigs, and others even cut the trees. And yet the tree gives to everyone without hesitation. Unnecessarily cutting trees without considering is another example of human debauchery. The paper industry cuts many hundreds of thousands of trees for its mills, and with the paper so much rubbish literature is published for the whimsical satisfaction of human society. Unfortunately, although these industrialists are now happy in this life by dint of their industrial development, they do not know that they will incur the responsibility for killing these living entities who are in the form of trees. This verse, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken by Lord Krishna to his friends. When he was taking rest underneath a tree after his pastime of stealing the clothes of gopis. By quoting this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that we should be tolerant like trees and also beneficial like trees, which gives everything to the needy persons who comes underneath them. A needy person may derive many advantages from trees and also from many animals, but in modern civilization, people have become so ungrateful that they exploit the trees and animals and kill them. These are some of the sinful activities of modern civilization. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Agyante Mirindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshuna Milatam Yen Tasme Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yen Abutle Swam Rup Kadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padai Krishna Prishthaya Abutle Shrimat Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharne Nirshesh Shunyavadi Pascha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskritam Charanrotam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jam Diryat. Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sindhu Vaipachpatita Nam Pavne Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshma Giriraj Swaminiti Namine. This whole chapter talks about the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness, devotional tree. The seed of this tree was planted by Madhvendra Puri and watered by Ishvara Puri. And this tree, this plant is growing, and there's so many branches of this tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you must have read in the previous verses how different devotees are different branches of this tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking first, that first he says, I want to be the tree because it's very important. And another, he quoted the verse which was quoted in Bhagavatam by Krishna himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, why he is comparing with the tree? And even the 8 verses Chaitanya Mahaprabhu written, he given us the example how we can practice Krishna consciousness. And again he given the example of a tree. Tranadapi sunichena tarurupi sahishna amanina manden kitanyai sadahari. When Krishna Gopa was lying under the tree, and Krishna quoted the verse. And now again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the essence of Krishna consciousness. You want to chant Hare Krishna? Then I give the process. Become more humble than the blade of grass, more tolerant than the tree. They play a very important role in our life, in our material existence. We cannot breathe if there is no oxygen. Who is providing the oxygen? This nature, these trees are providing the oxygen to us. The tree is tolerating the scorching heat. The trees, they tolerate so much torrential rain, winds. And in return, what are they giving? They're giving us shade. They're giving us fruit. They're giving us fuel. They give leaves. They're just giving and giving. And one may say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is comparing the trees here before he only written 8 verses. And in that 8 verses he put in the tree example. The tree does not discriminate. He does not discriminate that who comes under the tree. He doesn't discriminate that this person is man or a woman or an animal. Is a diseased man, he's a healthy man, he's a wealthy man. Whoever comes. These days, you know, if you go to India, you see all over the heat of ACs, extractors are coming. But 50 years ago, 40 years ago, when we were young, there were no ACs. And in India, you know, electricity now is quite common, but at that time, a rare commodity, you know. And only electricity would see 2 hours, few hours. And what we used to do, we used to sit under a tree. We used to go to some little area, sit under a tree, and just, do our study. It's a beautiful. Now, tree is giving without any discrimination. This is the quality of a tree. So many qualities. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this mercy without any discrimination. This is the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not put any condition. The condition he put in Bhagavad Gita when he was instructing, he says, Sarv dharman purtajya mame ekam sharnam braja. Aham toab sarpabhya mokshami masuche. I will deliver you from all kind of sinful reactions. I will free you from more reactions. But he put a condition. What condition he put? He said, first you leave all varieties of religion. All varieties of duties you just leave. Surrender unto me. Fully. Mam ekam. Only me. Not that Durga puja, wo puja, ye kiya, sab kiya. No. No. Just surrender only to me. Exclusively. Na chantanto mamiya jana paripaste. Tesham nityuktanam yokshemam bahamyaham. I will provide you what you lack and I preserve what you have. Again he put in condition there. Na chantanto mamiya jana paripaste. Exclusively you surrender unto me. Condition. Strong condition. Mamekam sharnam braj. Only to me. Anvashantyanto, exclusively to me only. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He's not putting any condition. There's no condition. The only condition is, he became a gardener when he went to Banaras. He said, I got such a load. I have brought this Krishna consciousness to this place. But it's so unfortunate, I'm not finding any customer over here. You think Banaras was an ordinary place? Generally, if you read the verse before, it said people are not interested in God realization, in Krishna consciousness. They are simply interested in aha, nidra, bhai, methuncha, dharma, bahina, pashu, visamana. Simply animal life, eating and sleeping and mating and defending. If you read that description, what is the main goal of peoples today? You ask anybody. So much wealth I have today, so much wealth I will gain. What is the verse? Ida madmaya labdham ime prapse manoratham. So much wealth I have today, so much wealth I will earn with my schemes. I've killed my enemies, and with my plan I'll kill more enemies. And sometime I will give something in charity as well. I am a very charitable person. This is Shri Radha Gokulan Ji Ki Jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Shri Govinda Radha Damodar Ji Ki Jai. So people wants to become happy. They're simply concentrating how they can increase their sense enjoyment, how they can satisfy their senses. And in order to satisfy the senses, one need a good house, a good married life, a good bank balance. Let us go for it. So people are struggling simply for that, and sometime normally, you know, and the people become charitable too. When your devotees say, if anybody comes, think, devotees say, all right, let me go and serve this project of Krishna consciousness. It may be a manor, it may be a Mayapur, it may be a Vrindavan, or anywhere. So devotees' motive is how I can spread Krishna consciousness. It's like Radhakant Prabhu, he opened a bhakti center there. What is the motive? He opened a building. What is the motive? Somehow the let's do something for Krishna consciousness. So that's the motive. So devotee's motive is how I can spread Krishna consciousness. But ordinary people motive is how I can earn money. And sometimes I give in a charity. The real purpose of giving charity is not. The main thing is they feel guilty. They want something by giving them. They may be money is sinful. Let me give something. I will be free from this sinful activity. So that's the motive. Now, it's like there's a one guy recently in India. What he done, he's a diamond dealer. He given 12,000 cars to his staff. And immediately he became famous in the headline, you know, for whole day. He was in the headline news that this man given 12,000 cars, he given in, you know, to his workers. He given 5,000 houses to his workers. He given some diamond jewelry to his workers. He spent 150 crore rupees. He simply gave to his workers. Very charitable. People think saying very charitable, very charitable. But if anybody has got a little business mind, he will think he's not charitable. Materially, he's intelligent. What he's doing, if 150 crore rupees, if he shows in the books, he has to pay 50% 60% tax to the government. So he was left over only with what? 75. And out of 75, he will advertise on the marketing. He will left only with the 20. Okay? And that 20, he was only left with 20. So what he done, he spent 150 on his staff. He saved tax. He said marketing. Immediately he marketed without even the amount of coverage he had. He would have to spend about 400-500 crore rupees to get that much coverage. He got coverage within small money. So what the motive is? He's not charitable. What was his motive? Simply how he can improve his business, how he can be satisfied. So this is the quality. People are cheating. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. The formula of Krishna consciousness is completely different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. He simply wants to distribute one thing, free of cost. And what is the cost? Laulam Eka Mulyam Cha. Only one price. What is that? Laulam, greed. Greed for what? Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to this world, he went to Banaras, he said there is no customer. And Banaras is not an ordinary place. Banaras is a religious place. It's a dham. So you can imagine in Kashi, everybody was a religious person. They're sadhus, swamis, people who are in the round sort of life. But even they are not interested. And then he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please, I cannot do myself alone. I need all of you. Even Prabhupada said that. Sometimes devotees misbehave or do something wrong. They would complain to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would say, no, they are helping me. Just excuse them. Yes, there may be fault in them. They may not be following properly, but excuse them because they are helping me in spreading this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this fruit of this tree, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, I want to be gardener of this tree. I want to become tree of this tree. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the fruit of this tree. And this tree, the fruit which is giving this tree, is not an ordinary fruit. This fruit is not available in this world. This fruit has come from where? Like you see, when you read Bhagavatam, the Parijat. Parijat's tree was where does Parijat? In the heavenly planet, isn't it? The tree of Parijat only exists in the heavenly planet. And for Satyabhama, Krishna brought that tree. He had a fight with Indra. He said, Satyabhama wants, my devotee wants this tree, so she has to have this tree. Now, this tree of devotional service Krishna has brought, he brought directly from, not in this material universe, beyond this material universe, beyond this heavenly planet, beyond Brahma Jyoti, beyond even Vaikuntha planets, the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Golok Ek Nivashti Akhila Atma Bhuta, Golok Dham. So this fruit of this tree is so wonderful, so sweet. At the moment we cannot taste it. We are not tasting it. And he gives a glimpse of the fruit. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu planted a seed, he said, bring that. He said, we are hungry. He said, bring the mango seed. So brought the mango seed. He just planted and there were so many beautiful mangoes. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that actually the mangoes which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced, that mangoes were actually so nice, there was no seed and there was no skin on that mangoes. But they are mangoes. And the devotees, after doing the Harinam Sankirtan, they would relish these mangoes. So similarly, this tree of devotional service which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has provided us, it can be only experienced with the pure-hearted person. Now, as long as we have attachments for the wealth, for the status, these are there. Devotee may come, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just not putting any qualification. Someone say, okay, this devotee is here, but why he still have attachments? He is chanting Hare Krishna. He has just come to Krishna consciousness. In one day the attachment won't break unless you take the process. And the process, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then eventually when you get cleansed, your heart is, when get cleansed, then you can taste this nectar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not discriminate like a tree. Anybody comes, he gives. Do you see the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charitamrita? How Ramananda Roy, he was in a householder. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much mercy to Ramananda Roy. Prabhupada explains, Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur explains that in a Kanthahara, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so wonderful, so merciful, that Rupa Goswami and Sanata Goswami were practically converted to Islam. Their name was even given Davir Khas Sakar Malik. But he brought them back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to the poor person. Shuklambara Brahmachari was a poor man. You cannot relish Janam Asha Shuta Shiyad Man Madhuman. Ones who is intoxicated with the wealth, they cannot relish. It's like when we're wearing gloves. You know, one of my builders, I asked him, why is he wearing so thin gloves? He said, no, I can't feel it. So whenever gloves are thick, we cannot feel it. So as long as we have got the gloves, the cover of lust and anger and particular status or the wealth or the whatever, material kamish, kama, krodha, loh, moh, ankar, matsarata. One cannot feel. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shuklambara Brahmachari, he was simply a very simple Brahmin beggar. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his house and he drank from the pot. He drank from his pot, the water. He called him once, he said, what are you hiding? Oh, I'm not hiding. He just went and he went to the pot and he taken some chip rice. No, Mahaprabhu, this is not for you. I beg from house to house. People give me rejected rice. So these are rejected rice. No. I have never tasted anything like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, and he even asked him, I said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very strict in eating. He was very strict. He would eat only nice Vaishnava Brahmana family. The person he asked, devotees will ask, Mahaprabhu, please come. He said, yes, I will come to your house. I will take prasad on one condition. What is the condition? You become a Lakhpati first. Millionaire. You become a millionaire. What millionaire? Not the money. He's a millionaire. You chant every day 1 lakh names of Krishna. If you chant 1 lakh names of Krishna, 100,000 names of Krishna every day, I will come. I'll come and take prasad in your house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was strict. But he told Shuklambara Brahmachari, you cook. Now he's a poor Brahman who has got no wealth, no money. He would go house to house and he begged little bit, little madhukari and a, but he went and he begged it. He begged from house to house. But he was able to cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was able to cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he felt the it's like same the Sinodia Brahman. Sinodia? What was that? Sinodia Brahman. In Mathura. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, a nice Brahman, Balabhadra Bhattacharya says, Mahaprabhu, there's a nice Brahman. He is so humble, he is so gentle, you can come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, moment he saw this Brahman, simple Brahman, and immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it can only be the this sort of manifestation can happen only to the person who is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. It is not possible. His simplicity, his humility of this Brahman, because the devotion service was manifesting on his face.
Devotional service is very powerful. We haven't got it, but we have a little shadow of it. Sometimes people, you see the difference. The devotee's face is different. Devotee's glow is different. Every single devotee glows. One may think, my God, you know. There's a difference. Have you ever noticed? People tell you sometime. Anybody heard like that? You haven't heard? Yes? People tell the devotee, my God, you know, the devotee looks some special. What is so special in their people? People who smoke cigarettes, take intoxication, you see the face, there is no glow. It's true. But the devotional service is not that you have to say, I'm running some big project, I'm head of this mutt, I'm a head of this, that's why I'm something very important. No, it doesn't work that way. Devotional service, just you can, like a diamond, when diamond is there, you don't have to tell the diamond, diamond glow, please. The flawless diamond, you don't have to tell him glow. The different types. I'm born in a jeweler's family. So I can talk about this, you know. So, but the diamond which has got like, you know, with the inclusion, or even slight inclusion, they do not glow. But when you see it's a carbon, in a due course of time, the diamond becomes pure. But that diamond, which are flawless diamonds, you just put it there, it just glows. And that's how, when we are free from these attachments of position, attachments for our motives. Prabhupada said, so many people come to his Krishna consciousness for the certain motives. And when the motives are satisfied, then they go away. Prabhupada said that. He said, we'll still continue this. So when we have this, it's like, what was the Subuddhi Rai? Now Subuddhi Rai did not go and promote himself, I am somebody in the society, I have got some status in the society. No. Subuddhi Rai was very exalted. He was a very rich zimidar. Zimidar is landlord. Very rich zimidar. Land. Nabab Hussain Shah was his servant. But Nabab Hussain Shah was a servant of Subuddhi Rai. But the time came up, and Subuddhi Rai, when he his wife, Nabab Hussain Shah's wife, told him, you spoil his religion. He said, no. He's my father. Subuddhi Rai is my father. I'm a Muslim. But it's my father, I cannot do that. No. I want you to convert it to Islam. How can you do that? No. He's a Hindu, you put some water onto him. You either kill him, he said, no, I can't kill him, he's my father. No. If you can't kill him, then you spoil his religion. So he sprinkled some water. So Subuddhi Rai came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what should I do now? I have been expelled from the society of Hindu society. But they have sprinkled the water. What should I do? You simply sit down in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And Subuddhi Rai simply went into Vrindavan with the humility. He would just chant Hare Krishna mantra. A person who is a landlord, person to whom this Nabab Hussain Shah, the king, was serving. He was his servant. And that person living in Vrindavan, simple life, and what he's getting in simple life, has maintaining in simple life, he would just get some woods, again from the tree, and go and sell the woods, some branches, for a fuel to the people. And whatever little money he will earn, 10% only he would keep for himself. For his maintenance, 90% of his earning he would deposit it with one shopkeeper. Kindly keep this 90% of income. How much? 90%. 90% he would keep on one side. Keep it. And what do we do? When the devotees would come from Bengal to visit Vrindavan, he would serve them with that money. Because in North India we eat, you know, sabji and dal and chapatis, you know. So in Gujarati, chapatis are very thin, but in North India, chapatis are thick. So, but in Bengal, people are habitual of eating rice. But Subhudi Rai will arrange some nice yogurt for them so they can digest. He would serve and even massage their feet, because they have walked so long. They have been coming, walking from Odisha, walking from Bengal. They would come to Vrindavan. And when he said, oh, the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, he would personally would serve them, cook them, serve them. Please, sir, sit down. You must be very tired. Let me massage your feet. And that sort of people relished the fruit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the fruit of Krishna consciousness. So this gift of which Prabhupada has given us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, at this moment is a great responsibility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he started, it's not an easy. It's transcendental, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maya is so strong, Prabhupada was right up here, paying obeisances. He took some time in front of Radha Gokulanda to get up. And devotee was asking, the moment he got up, Prabhupada asked, may I ask you one question? Prabhupada said, yes, right in front of deities. What is that? Prabhupada, you are paying obeisances. So what was your interaction with Krishna? What were you asking Krishna? Prabhupada said, I was asking Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, please do not let me fall down. This is the mood, Prabhupada said. And Prabhupada said to the deva, he said, my disciples are not afraid of Maya. We should be afraid of Maya. We should always be careful. Bandhamuhi sabdhanamati, every day. Bandhamuhi sabdhan. Careful. How careful one can be. This another topic is how one has to be very, very careful. Look at that, Chota Haridas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. Even he said, I haven't done. But he said, you are a sannyasi. You cannot interact with a woman. Then Chota Haridas, he pulled them from the Bhattatharis. He was associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balbhadra Bhattacharya, he was in Vrindavan. Every day when he was in Vrindavan, he was such a humble, such a sober person. Because when he was coming out of, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to Vrindavan, he said, now this time I'm going to go alone. I'm not going to take anybody with me. Mahaprabhu, you must take. No. Last time I got disturbed by this, what was his name? Sorry? No, Kalakrishna. He said, I was disturbed by Kalakrishna. I have to save him from the Bhattatharis. This time I want to go to Vrindavan. This is the mood of Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, when he was coming to, he said, no, Mahaprabhu, you will chant, you will count the names of Krishna on your fingers. So please, you must take, who will carry your pot? This Balbhadra Bhattacharya is very sober person, very humble, very gentle. You take him. And it was true, it was right. He was very exalted devotee, very humble, very exalted devotee. So he associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very pleased. But whenever he was in Vrindavan, Vrindavan is not ordinary place. Vrindavan is very special place. What time we finish the class? Okay, I like to tell you something about this gift of Krishna consciousness. I bring you back to Ramayana first. Then you will understand what is Vrindavan. When Meghnath, the son of Ravan, he attacked Ram and Lakshman with Nagpash. Nagpash was arrow made of snakes. The snakes will come out of this arrow, And they will just coil you, and they will tie you, and they grip you like a python. You see the python? Python just crush you. But Nagpash was something like this. And this Nagpash, when he left, and there is no cure for it. Achuk. Achuk mean you cannot, what is Achuk Hindi? I don't know. Counteract. So there was no other way to counteract that particular weapon, Nagpash. So when he threw the Nagpash, both Ram and Lakshman, they became unconscious. So immediately, the Angad and the Sugriv and the Nalnil and the, you know, they all, Bhavishan, they were saying, what should we do now? Because he's our master, he's the Lord, the new, he's the Supreme Personality of God. And how we should do? If they are unconscious, what can we do? How to revive them back? Then immediately Narada came, he said, I tell you. Narada said, bring the Garuda. Garuda is eagle. Snakes are afraid of eagles. Garuda is very powerful. He's the carrier of Lord Ram, Vishnu. Bring him. So immediately they went to Garuda. Garuda, please come. Your Lord, he is captured with the Nagpash. So immediately Garuda came. Moment Garuda came, so when he gave a little bite to these Nagas, so immediately they dispersed. They ran away. And immediately this Ram and Lakshman, they came back to the, you know, consciousness. And everybody was chanting the Ram, Ram, Ram. So everybody was very happy. The entire army of Ram was jubilant by seeing Ram and Lakshman up. Except one person. He was Garuda himself. Because a doubt came into Garuda's mind. He said, my God, yes, it is Vishnu, it is Narayan, it is my Ram. But how can he become unconscious? Core of his heart, a doubt was there. Is he really Supreme Personality of Godhead? And this is not ordinary conditioned soul. He's eternal associate of Narayan. Of course, these pastimes are Janam Karam Chad Divyam. These are divine pastimes. They are not under the effect of condition like conditioned soul. So then he went to Naraji. Naraji, please help me. How important it is to have the association of devotees. Narad shows power of the holy name and association of devotees. What does Prabhupada always taught us? Chant the holy name of Krishna in the association of devotees, isn't it? How many times we read this? How many times we listen this? Chant the holy name of Krishna in the association of devotees. Prabhupada said, stay in the association of devotees. Prabhupada insisted, stay in the association. Don't leave. No matter what happens, do not leave the association of devotees. And Narada said to Garuda, said, my dear Naradji, please help me. I know this is Narayan. And I've been serving them, but doubt has come in one corner of my heart. Please remove this doubt. Tell me the solution to this doubt. And immediately he said, I tell you one thing. Go to that particular place. There's a one devotee. His name is Kagbushundi. Go and meet him. He will remove your doubt. So Kagbushundi, in the childhood of Ram, Ram used to feed this Kagbushundi. And sometime even he used to fight Kagbushundi, the crow. So that's the only pastime of Ram. So he has associated with Ram in childhood. So Kagbushundi was in such an ecstasy, he would only sit down on this one mountain on a tree and he would chant Ram, 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 Ram. That's all he would chant. And when this Garuda who had doubt in his heart, and he knew he was, when he went to that area, moment he entered one area, he could hear the vibration of Ram, 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 Ram. Moment he heard that, his doubt was immediately removed. He said, oh my God, what is this place? What is this place that this is the vibration of holy name of my Ram is here? And moment I entered this area, my doubt is gone. And immediately when he fell at the feet of Kagbushundi, and then
Narada actually told him, he said, this is the power of the pure chanting of the name of Ram. And wherever, I've forgotten the name of the scripture where this pastime is, this is not in Valmiki Ramayana. Anyway, so this, at that time, when he saw this, he was able to, he said, I'm so blessed that I'm able to see the pure devotee of Krishna and able to hear the holy, pure holy name, of Ram, and able to hear the pure name of Ram. And Naraji told, wherever Ram's name is uttered, 8 mile of area, it get purified, it become Tirtha. So that one pure devotee is the vibration of one pure devotee. How many devotee? One devotee. He removed the doubt of the associate of Ram. You can imagine, Kag Bishundi is chanting over there. So if you see Vrindavan, how powerful Vrindavan is. Vrindavan, when Krishna was there, gopis, the gopas, they were all chanting name of Krishna, 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 Krishna in that area. If you go to Vrindavan Prakama, now it's Kartik, devotee doing, you imagine after 5,000 years, not materially, even material calculation, for last 5,000 years, how many devotees have been going to Vrindavan every day? How many devotees are chanting the name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You can imagine this power of Vrindavan. Bhakta Pada Dhuli, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakti Bhakti Shesha, Teen Maha Bal. What is the more power, most powerful weapon in the devotional service? If you want to conquer anything in the association of devotees, Bhakta Pada Dhuli, Bhakta Pada Jal. The dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. The dust, and what is that? Bhakta Pada Dhuli, Bhakta Pada Jal. The feet, the water from the Charnamrita of the Vaishnavas. Bhakta Bhakti Shesh and the remnants of Vaishnavas. Jaisa khai an vaisa hoi man. Whatever food you will eat, your mind becomes like that. So when you take the prasad of Vaishnavas, so powerful, so Vrindavan, where it is such a pure place, because 24 hours there's only one thing. There's nothing else in Vrindavan. Vrindavan means simply Krishna, 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 and Krishna, and Krishna. So when we stay in this association of Vrindavan, Prabhupada says, even this temple is Vrindavan. So these devotees, so these together, when we chant, then we can relish this fruit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's our duty. We do not let this branch dry unless we don't water the tree properly. So ISKCON is playing the biggest role now, because that tree which has been, with the seed which has been planted by Madhvendra Puri, and the tree which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is this tree which we are sitting now. Yes, this is the branch of that tree. So we all are sitting now. We are on the same tree. We are sitting. We are talking. We are discussing together. It is our good fortune that all of us, whoever is sitting in this room, whoever is connected with the society, whoever is connected with the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are sitting on the branch of this tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Under the shade of this branch, this branch is providing us the love of Krishna, which has come from Golok Vrindavan. So it is our, we must be indebted to Srila Prabhupada, that we may not have qualifications, we may have qualifications, but Prabhupada has given one thing, is he said, your qualification is you are accepting what I'm giving it to you. So it is our good fortune, some piety, that we accepted the words of Srila Prabhupada. And now we are beginning to realize little bit of what is Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness. That's why we are here. So my request, Prabhupada has told, Prabhupada says,
that you should read my books every day and stay in the association of devotees. I told this so many times, may have told before, but there's nothing wrong. We can talk, we can say the same thing again. When they asked Prabhupada said, why have written the books? So devotees given different answers. Somebody said, oh, Prabhupada, you are coming in the line. Somebody said, Prabhupada, you have given unadulterated Prabhupada this. Prabhupada said, no. Then finally Prabhupada said, I've written all these books simply for one thing. Just to convince you that you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So this is the conclusion of, this is the fruit of this tree. The Hare Krishna mantra is a fruit. And this is very easy. We can taste it. And how we taste this fruit? We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare. I can't taste it because I've got jaundice. Keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Again chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We will see. You will taste. There's no doubt about it.